You are listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 130.
Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Hi. Okay. Before we get started, I have to tell you how unbelievably excited and honor-filled that I am about this podcast. I had my Spotify Wrapped for my podcast, and this is just for the Spotify platform, so I don't know on Apple what the stats are, but I'm just going to quickly share them with you because this is I'm so grateful for you. So I'm a top 10 podcast for 463 of you. Wow, thank you. I'm a top 5 podcast for 250 of you. Wild. And I'm the number 1 podcast for 51 of you on Spotify. I literally, I have no words. My followers for this have gone up 91% this year. And 24% of the shares for my podcast has been through text, which I don't share my podcast through text to the general public. So that's 100% you. So thank you. I cannot thank you enough. Actually I can. So I'm going to tell you what I'm doing as a thank you, as a giveaway for this, as a thank you. Okay. I want my podcast to grow more in 2024. And one of the best ways to do that is to have reviews. Okay. So if you haven't already, if you've already done it, then you're already ahead of the game. Please write me a review. I don't know if you can write a review on Spotify. I know you can do it on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't have to be. It can be on whatever platform you listen to. Write me a review. Screenshot it. Send it to me either on my email, which is info@blhbeauty.com, or you can DM it to me through Instagram at esthetician.coach, and that will give you an entry for the giveaway. If you also share your review on your social media and tag me on your stories or on your posts and you tag me, you get an additional point. And if you do it, you share it in your stories 3 times, you get additional 3 points. The details will be in the show notes of today's episode. So if you're like, wait, what, who, where do I, what am I doing? It's all there. And it ends December 22nd. So on December 22nd at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, it's done. I will randomly choose one person to win a free 30-minute coaching call with me. Now, if you're like, I'm already a client, I'm already paying for coaching calls with you, this call will be well past, you can use it Like if we're working together right now, you can use it later on in 2024. You have the whole year to use it. And so you don't have to use it within like the next 30 days. Okay. Does that sound so fun? And we'll coach about whatever you want on your business. And so my discovery calls, if you ever book a discovery call with me, that's really a time that we sit down and figure out if I can help you in your business. And I tell you like, yes, I can help you. This is how I can help you. And if I can't help you, if I feel like it's not a good fit, I'll tell you that as well. What you're winning in this giveaway is just like sitting down and me helping you exactly with whatever you need help with today or when we have our call. So it can be anything in your business and I'm here to help you. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Please enter my giveaway. Please write me a review and then screenshot it, send it to me. And I cannot wait for another year of this podcast. Okay, so for today's podcast, we're going to talk about how connection is the cornerstone of your business. I've had a lot of conversations in my DMs and with my clients over the past few weeks about connection. And I think it's something that can be easily overlooked while looking at and creating business plans, which is why when I work with my clients, we do the business planning, we do the numbers, we do the building out of your program and the marketing, all those things. But another big part of that time together is making sure that you're having genuine connections with your clients and building that relationship, so that they will give you referrals, so that they will keep coming back. It's not that you're really great at your service, it's that they really like coming to you. And I'm not saying this from a perspective of like being fake nice to people and being someone that you're not. Like for sure, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about genuine connection with people. So first of all, you may be thinking, because if I was listening to this episode while I was building my esthetician business, I'd be like, I don't connect with all of my clients, right? Like some of my clients, there's no vibe, right? We just don't like, it's just very transactional. Like they're very nice. They come in, I do their service, they leave, they don't talk very much or I don't, you know, the things they talk about I'm not interested in, like personally, I'm not interested in Comic-Con and like really fantasy things in that world. So if a client that's coming in and is like talking about like comic books or like superheroes, like I'm here for listening to it and being happy for them. But like I have nothing to contribute to the conversation. Like I don't know anything about that. I think it's kind of how my husband is when I talk about Taylor Swift. He's just like, I can see instantly like the lights turn off in his head and he's just like smiling, nodding, like being a kind and supportive person that he is. But he's like, he does not wonder about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was just named Time's most influential person. I like so excitedly told him and he was just like, okay, great. Like that makes sense. That tracks. She's been like talked about a lot this year. Like, you know, but does he want to like deep dive into the reason? No, he does not. So it's the same thing with you. Like you may have clients that come in that you do not connect with. Okay. So let's just acknowledge that that's a thing and we can just put that to the side. Or there's certain things about their life you don't connect with. Maybe you connect with them about one thing, like their mom and your mom, or, you know, they like to water ski and so do you, but it's not, you don't always talk about water skiing when they come in. Fine. Okay. So that's just going to be a percentage of your clients, no matter what. Even if you're like the most personable, greatest, easiest person to talk to. Okay. So I just want to like give yourself permission that it's not always going to be this like really great, amazing relationship with all of your clients. That's for sure not going to happen. However, those people, even if they don't feel like you're their therapist or best friend or whatever other people may feel like with you, they still may really respect you. Okay. They still may really like coming to you, even if they don't like have a super good connect. They may love your service or what you do. So it's still, they're still an important client. Okay. That's the first thing. If you have clients that you connect with, they are where you want to put your energy and attention in your business. Like if you were growing a garden, which I'm not a gardener, again, not something that I would, like, my in-laws all love gardening and they can talk about it for hours. I have nothing to contribute because I don't like gardening. Maybe one day I will. Maybe that will change, but I do not find it interesting. But I do know that you have to nurture your plants most of the time for them to grow. You have to give them water. They have to have sunlight. There has to be a nurturing there. So the same thing goes with your clients. You have to nurture your current clients so that they can grow more clients for you, or that they will keep coming back and being loyal to you. Because one of the things that sets you apart from your competitors is you. It's you as a person, the way that you approach your clients, approach the services that you do. You make you unique. I literally had this, like, I could not say that sentence. Like, you are the game changer. And so they, that you and that person that comes through your door, there has to be something there than just like, hey, lay down on the table. Here's, do your service. See you later. There has to be something more there. And again, this connection can look so differently. Like, one of my former clients, she was on this podcast. I don't know if she talked that she does this. I can't remember. It's a great podcast. It's Janine Zaleski. Go back and find that podcast because it'll change your life. But she writes, like, on a whiteboard, like, welcome back, Jenny, or whoever, whatever client's name is, and has, like, a little chocolate for them. That's connection, okay? You don't have to, like, share your most innermost thoughts and, like, your personal struggles and things that are really hard for you, and, like, you don't have to do all that to connect with people. You can just, it's like making them feel special, making them feel seen, making them feel wanted, making them feel valued. And I think this is where people start to get, like, boundaries confused, because they're like, oh, if I value them, I can't charge them for not showing up, like, because that doesn't, like, no, like, there's business boundaries that you need to do to maintain your income that makes your business sustainable. And it's important to connect and care about your clients. So especially if you work with acne, or if you work with some sort of a package like laser hair removal, or like microneedling or microchanneling, where they maybe need a certain number of sessions to get a result. And then they don't really need to see you anymore because their skin is clear, or they don't really have the scarring anymore, or they don't have the hair anymore, right? That they were having lasered, or whatever it is, right? Like, you helped them, right? I want to encourage you to keep connecting with those people, especially those clients that you connected well with. Maybe if they weren't people that you super connected with, you didn't have a long there wasn't, you know, I don't know if another word for connection, but there wasn't like that spark of energy where you're like, oh yeah, I really like this person, and oh, they really like me. So I want you to focus on those people that you're like, yes, I love this person. Even if you're done helping them, it's so important to keep that door open. And it's not just important to keep it open from a business perspective, which it is, and I can argue many reasons why. But I think this is going to be woo. But it's also important to keep that door open from an energetic exchange perspective. Okay, stay with me here. You're like, what? You may either say, what, Brittany? Or like, oh my gosh, please tell me more. I hope you're more in the please tell me more. For instance, I still talk to maybe 10 to 15 of my BLH Beauty, my acne clients, business clients on Instagram. Usually is kind of where I talk to them the most. Sometimes it's through email. They'll email me. Some of them I send Christmas cards to. They do. They get Christmas cards. And maybe half of them, no, more than half of them, maybe a quarter of them still buy product from me. Yeah, probably about a quarter of them do. But the rest of them do not give me any money. And they probably will not buy product from me again. Either their skin has
totally cleared and changed, like my skin, where like I don't use acne products really anymore because I don't really get acne currently, knock on wood, or whatever. Things in their life, they found another esthetician that's local, that's better fit for them, whatever. I don't know. They're not buying product from me anymore. But you know what hasn't stopped? My genuine care for them as people. I genuinely care about that they got their first – one of my clients like got her first teaching job after she was in school for like 17 years. Like I feel like she was going to school forever. The entire time I've known her, she was in school. Genuinely thrilled for her about that teaching job, like following it. A couple of my clients have had similar experiences. Like one was in physical therapy school. One was in acupuncture school and like seeing their professional journeys. Lots of my clients have had kids, which like blows my mind because a lot of them were single when I worked with them and now they're like married or partnered and they have children. Wow, you know? So the reason I'm telling you all of this is I'm not keeping those connections open for money because the chances of me actually getting money from those people is very low. Why am I keeping those connections open? Because I genuinely care about these people. And I think when you are attached to that you care for these people. And I mean, let me tell you a story also. I'd also would charge some of these people for being late or, you know, not showing up for appointments. Okay. Like business always was true to there too. But me caring for clients first and foremost and caring about them as people and connecting with them as people grows my business. It sustains my business. And again, I may be caring for people who don't pay me anymore and will never pay me again. Same thing goes with former esthetician clients. Some of my esthetician clients, they probably won't hire me again because I helped them and they're good. I did my job. Yay, right? Amazing. Great. Like salt, like success, right? But they're always going to be in my life. I'm always going to care about them. And that is the energy that gets me up in the morning. Well, no, my daughter gets me up in the morning, but that's the energy that keeps me excited and wanting to move forward and grow in my business every day. Because if I looked at it like, oh, I've helped this person, next, they're not paying me anymore. They told me they were going to come back for an appointment. They never did. And, you know, like I've had clients, people that have said they want to sign up to work with me one-on-one and then they don't like in 2 weeks or a month and then it doesn't happen or hasn't happened. I still care about those people. I still care about them. Even if they didn't sign up to work for me, like if we've connected and we've had a great conversation, like I still care about them and their business. I still hope it goes fantastically. If I helped someone clear their acne and they don't buy product from me anymore, I still care about them. I still want them to have good skin. If they break out, I'm not like, see, this is what you get. Oh, now you come crawling back to me, right? I'm not like, oh, well, I sent out emails or text messages or DMs to you multiple times and you never got back to me and now your skin's bad and, well, that's what you get for not, you know, whatever. We're not doing that. It's like, who knows what was happening in their life? Maybe they were going through a lot of personal things and they, you know, saw my messages and they were like, I don't have the mental space to even read the message, let alone reply. And then 9 months later, 3 years later, they're like, actually, hi, yes, please, I need help. That's okay. Because I do believe that I can make money and genuinely help and give love to people. They do not have to be exclusive. So there can be people I make money from that I don't have a very strong connection with, that it really is a business relationship. I feel fine about that because they are getting what I told them they would get. It's totally great. And there are people that I will connect with and have a very deep connection with and care about them very, very deeply. Maybe I stop making money from them and that's okay too. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It definitely can be both. Okay, so just quickly to recap and kind of give you a way of looking at this is if you look at people as dollar signs, they feel that. Connection is very hard to form. If you already have a connection with them, it usually gets lost. And that may be why you're having a really hard time in your business. And on the other extreme of this, if you only connect with people and you allow them to not come to their appointments, whatever, just do whatever they want, you know, when they demand to come at times that only work for them, which you're not open, they, you know, refuse to buy skincare or whatever, they just kind of do whatever they want because you're so worried about the connection, that's not the goal either. The goal is to run a business because you're running a business. It's not a hobby. This is a business. You're going to make money. So you need to put the things in place so that you make money, boundaries, policies, and the such, and then enforce them as needed with all the love and understanding and empathy, and still connect with people. You can connect with them and tell them no. You can connect with them and be really clear about what you do in your business and what you don't do. Like, you don't work nights. I don't know. Whatever it is. There's a various of things we do and don't do in our businesses. You can connect with them and not expect them to give you money. All right. That is it for today. I am so grateful for you. I don't even have the words. I'm so grateful for this podcast. I love this podcast. Thank you for coming back and listening every week. If you're new here, thanks for being here. Welcome. There's 129 other episodes you can listen to. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now. Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helped my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.